Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Thermometers seem to be on a trampoline, soaring from well below zero over the weekend into the 30s on Monday as the storm system tracked through, then diving down below zero last night as gusty northwest winds yesterday brought Arctic air back into the region. However, temperatures are already on the rise, heading for the 30s in most areas this afternoon, accompanied by gusty winds now coming out of the south. The milder, breezy conditions belong to a storm tracking from the northern shores of the Great Lakes near Lake Huron east through Quebec to our north later today. Closer to the storm's track, some light snow and snow showers in northern sections will bring just a dusting to an inch or so from the Adirondacks and north of Route 4 into Quebec, while southern areas remain relatively dry, just a few flurries or brief snow showers in the southern Green Mountains. A cold front attached to this storm will follow tonight, although a minor ripple along that front will delay the progress of the coldest air tomorrow, so that clouds will linger tomorrow morning, a few snow showers in the northern mountains, as well as near and south of the Massachusetts border. During tomorrow afternoon, gradual clearing will develop, and morning temperatures will still be chilly in the teens north, some single digits in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, and 20s south. But rather than rise, they'll be steady and then fall during the afternoon, then really tumble tomorrow night, heading for single numbers below zero in the south and generally teens below in the north. The Arctic air settles in for Friday into Saturday, with highs only single digits and teens under lots of sunshine on Friday, plunging well below zero again Friday night. Temperatures will begin to moderate slowly this weekend, the coldest of the air retreating to our northeast. We will have to monitor a storm tracking well to our south. Current trends keep the storm out of the region, but a northward shift in the storm's track could brush southern parts of the area with some light snow later Saturday or Saturday night. Now to the forecast details. Mostly cloudy and breezy, some light snow or snow showers from the Adirondacks and north of Route 4, most places a dusting up to an inch across the higher terrain, diminishing this afternoon, a few breaks of sun developing south. Highs near 30 north, in the 30s south, winds gusting out of the south up to 30 miles per hour, up to 45 in the Champlain Valley and the western slopes of the Green Mountains. Tonight, scattered snow showers in the northern mountains and spotty in northern valleys and south. Lows in the teens north, except 0 to 5 above in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, and holding in the low 20s south. Tomorrow, a few morning snow showers in the northern mountains and near or south of the Massachusetts border ending. Clouds giving way to increasing periods of sun midday and afternoon from west to east, and it will be turning colder tomorrow. Early highs 5 to 15 west to east in the north, in the 20s south, falling through the day. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.